It's weird, but there's sports news going on right now. Saints have a new wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
From the 49ers, has signed with the Saints. You may have seen that toward the end of the week last week. I guess it was on Friday afternoon that happened. It seems like 4 years ago, but it was probably Friday. And now the draft. So the NFL draft is happening in April, and it was scheduled to be this big pomp and circumstance dog and pony show in Vegas, and they're moving it to a studio. So they're going to do it like without a studio audience and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the old ESPN coverage back in the day of how they did the draft, and they had the little table set up in the room, and ESPN had their little, you know, Chris Berman was eight, and he was doing the broadcast over on the side.
He was back on the side.
Yeah. I watched a little clip yesterday on YouTube to remind myself of how bad this is going to be for television. It's just not made for TV this way.
Yeah, and I think as the draft has grown, it became more of a television spectacle, so the production.
3 days. The thing used to be 20 minutes. It's 3 days now, you know?
It's really funny. One of my best memories of my dad before he got really, really, really sick, he passed away 5 years ago now, was watching the draft at the hospital. And it was really funny because we were at the hospital, we were watching the draft, and so all of the nurses that cared about the NFL would swing by. He had the best care during that. But that was...
Who'd the Saints get?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay. That was Brandon Cooks' year.
Yeah, that was Brandon Cooks' year. But anyway, it was funny. So anytime I think about the draft, I think about just, it was one of the last things that we like celebrated and did together. And it was kind of special.
Because my son Christian, who is no longer with us, it's kind of the same thing. He and I would get out notepads and write down and try to predict who was going to, And I remember when Reggie Bush got drafted, what a big deal it was. You know, like the whole family, it was like we all just won the lottery. I mean, we were all going crazy because of Reggie Bush. But this year, it's kind of like watching the wrestling matches without the studio audience, which I watched the other day.
How is that? Like paint drying?
Bizarre. So they're trying to react to what they think the crowds would have done with the goofy things they do. It just was like, this is not how any of this works.